It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pittsburgh's second annual Real Abilities Pittsburgh Disabilities Film Festival is underway. One of the films being showcased is the award-winning Stand Clear of the Closing Doors. It's the story of an autistic boy named Ricky, who, after a particularly trying day at school, runs off, escaping into New York's vast subways with its eccentric and dangerous riders and people who just hang out. It's a days-long voyage that becomes one of self-discovery for Ricky and a time of anxiety for his undocumented family trying to bring him home. The film won a special jury prize at the Tribeca Film Festival. I'm joined now in Studio A by the director of the film, Sam Fleischner. Sam, good to have you with us. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Also with us, the star of the film, actor Jesus Sanchez-Velez, who plays Ricky. He has been diagnosed with numerous conditions, including pervasive developmental disorder and Asperger's. Jesus Sanchez-Velez, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Good to have you with us.
Hey, this is really cool.
Oh, you're enjoying this? Have you done many of these interviews before?
Not like this.
Not radio. Live? Going right out over the air?
Yeah, and well, on a radio and stuff. It's really cool.
Well, it's good to have you. We really enjoyed your work in the film, and we'll talk about that. Sam, I wanted to start with you about the idea for this film. How did you come up with this story?
I read an article in 2009 about a kid on the spectrum running away on the subway for 10 days and going unnoticed, and I thought it was a pretty unbelievable story. And as a New Yorker who rides the subway regularly, just thought it was a great scenario to kind of use the subway as a backdrop for a narrative. And I've also always been interested in autism and thought this was, you know, also a good way to explore that condition, learn about it.
And so you're filming, and the filming takes place in 2012 during Hurricane Sandy. So, you know, here you are in the fall in New York City, which can just be kind of crazy as it is, but now you've got this this natural disaster taking place around you. So just from a logistical standpoint, what was it like? What were the challenges of trying to film this?
Yeah, well, filming on the subway is a huge challenge in and of itself, but
I'm guessing so.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of my process as a filmmaker is involves the unknown and being spontaneous and responding to things that you don't have control over, especially working with low budgets like I've been with all my projects up until now. You know, I enjoy just having to respond to things that are outside of my control. So the subway was tough in that respect, but then the storm was kind of epic. Just because it really halted the entire production and changed the landscape and brought up bigger issues of, you know, people trying to recover from a disaster and then at the same time trying to finish an art project. So it was really tough to feel like the movie even mattered at that point. But I had enough encouragement from people around me to, you know, push through and finish it and figure out how to rewrite it, which rewrite the ending of the film.
Right.
Yeah.
And we don't want to give that away, but I did want to ask you about, you know, you have these obstacles thrown at you, and you could have, I guess, done a couple of different things, one of which would have been just to postpone it. But you ended up, you know, persevering through this. And what elements of that situation were you able to incorporate into the film, and in what ways did that change the film?
I thought you didn't want to give it away.
Okay. Well, I'll try. I'll let you say as much as you want.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the ending scenes as they were written were not possible just because the subway wasn't running. There's one particular stretch in New York on the A train, which was our main line, that runs across Jamaica Bay. And it's really beautiful section of tracks. And it's, you know, right on the water, and it's in the way it was written, this was the first time when Ricky emerges from the underground. It's the first time you see daylight on his face, and to me that was going to be a, you know, an important part of the end of the movie, and the train didn't open back up for 6 months after the storm, So I knew that that wasn't going to be a possibility. And also just shooting in Rockaway, it looked so different after the storm than it did before. So I knew I needed to use the storm. And in a lot of ways, the film was dealing with themes of destruction. You know, the boy is going on like a journey of self-demo in a way to get to a higher place. He has to go down. And it's just, it's an age-old tale of this cycle. The Ouroboros is a motif in the film, which is the dragon eating its own tail. And the hurricane in a lot of ways is that. So I was kind of happy to realize in the end that I was gifted by something beyond my control that was touching on these themes in a I think more profound way than I ever could have written or come up with on my own.
And for you as an actor, Jesus, you are playing this autistic boy, Ricky. Talk about how you were able to identify with him and what was important for you to bring out about the story of this character.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mean like, how can I relate or something like
that? Yeah.
Well, there's different things. Sorry.
That's all right. I'll push that a little closer to you.
There's different things. It was, in school, there was, for a temporary while, when I, like, came to Florida, they didn't know, like, exactly where I was in, like, grades, so they put me in, knowing about the whole Asperger's and all that stuff, they put me in in a special education class. Mm-hmm. And during the time I was there, I kind of see how, like, you know, how people were there and stuff. And then also looking back to how I used to be, I kind of got to, like, relate a little bit on that. And I just, like, I try to focus as much as I could, like, on trying to connect with the character B1 and stuff. And I even asked, I think I asked Sam a couple of times, like, certain things about the character or something like that, so then I can be able to, like, connect more with the character and, you know, get more of an inside story on the character, so I can be able to be more, like, become one with the character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, do you feel like you accomplished that? It certainly, from what I saw, it looked like you did.
I was like trying my best to be the character while at the same time bring a whole bunch of like realism into play and stuff.
Let's listen to a little of the trailer from the film, and we'll get a sense of this, of the story, of the surroundings, and of Ricky, the character that you play, and then we'll talk more about it. This is, again, from the film Stand Clear of the Closing Doors.
I'm the most awesome shoe ever. My toe is my eyes, and my heel is my butt, because I'm a shoe. I'm a mouse that's going to run through this field of people walking and probably get stepped on. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a shoe.
I ain't stupid. If anything, she's the one that's dumb. She's the one that's stupid.
He's 13 now. He can walk home by himself.
No, Carla, no puede.
Hey, Ricky's mom, right?
You see him?
No, not today. I saw him a couple of days ago.
911, what's your emergency?
Jess, my son is missing.
Where are you located?
Rockaway Beach.
People are worshiping the devil tonight. That's what Halloween is about.
A-train.
And that is a clip from the film Stand Clear of the Closing Doors. It is showing as part of the second annual Pittsburgh Real Abilities, Pittsburgh Disabilities Film Festival. And it'll be at 7 p.m. tonight. The film will be showing in, I believe it's in Squirrel Hill. And we'll double check and make sure we've got the right theater. So folks who are interested in seeing the film can get a chance to go see it tonight. The film is the story of an autistic boy named Ricky who, after a particularly difficult day at school, escapes into the New York subways. Ricky is a young autistic Mexican boy who runs away from his undocumented family on the outskirts of New York City. And we're talking with the actor who plays him, Jesus Sanchez Velez. Also with us is director Sam Fleischner. And Jesus, talk about being able to identify maybe with some of the frustration that Ricky feels. You know, he's having a bad day. Have you gone through days like that? And did you channel some of your own personal experiences into the playing of this character?
Actually, yeah. I have had like bad days, like the characters had before, and of what my mom has. I didn't knew this, but my mom told me that I got once in my life when I was like really young and everything. I actually ran away, but I didn't get like really far. I only like went like down the road, and that's about as far as I got. I was just there crying. So there was kind of sort of, I don't know, something similar to that. But my mom went into detail when she told me, so I thought about that and try to add some of that into the, I call it, into the movie, like try to make my character, just try to connect and stuff. And so I've had certain days that I have been, that was with like, in a bit of like, not so much of a good mood and stuff. And I try to like relate that with the character and stuff, and relate things that have happened in my life with the character.
But you did feel kind of like Ricky did in the film, where you wanted to run away or just get away and just go off and do something kind of like what he does.
There was that has happened to me before, and I got one time while filming the movie and stuff. It was getting like a bit overwhelming to me, and I didn't actually like ran off or anything, but I did like got a bit sad, and Andrea and Sam was there, and they were helping cheering me up and stuff, and afterwards I felt like way more better and stuff, and I was just like waiting for the camera and stuff like that.
You were anxious to get back in front of the camera.
Which scene was that? I'm trying to remember.
Well, it wasn't with a scene. It was like behind the scenes. It was during the shooting. We were about to film a scene that was in the house and stuff. And I remember I got a bit sad about like something with the movie, and I got it was like very overwhelming with like, you know, the camera and like not knowing how it was going to turn out in the end and all that stuff. And, you know, since it was like my first movie, it was extremely overwhelming. And plus me not being used to like cameras or stage or any of that stuff. I'm more the in the crowd person.
Yeah.
Just hiding in the crowd. So I wasn't really used to it. But afterwards I got like cheered up, and you know, we did the scene, and it was inside the house. I don't know which one, but it was, all I know is it was inside the house.
So it sounds like, yeah, you're the center of attention. You're being called on to do something that's very difficult. So it sounds like it might have been at times a little overwhelming. And Sam, I'm guessing that you might have been anticipating this, because this was Jesus's first film.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's overwhelming for most people when you start a project that's as intense as like a long form film. And, you know, I never had any doubts about Jesus being able to do it, though. We had met up and made like a short film together in an aquarium once. And you know, I could tell that we knew how to communicate with each other, and that's the most important thing. And that Jesus is like a hard worker who knows how to pay attention. And I was also impressed by the fact that at the time he was commuting to school on a bus, and it was 2 hours each way. I was like, okay, he knows how to sit in a seat for long periods of time.
Yeah.
How did you find Jesus? He is someone who had experience on stage before this, a little bit.
once I was on a stage. I was like really young, and it was like a school performance thing. And I was on the stage. I was dressed up in like, it was for Christmas. So I was dressed up as one of the elves, and I was like completely green suit and stuff.
So that's the, you know, perfect training for doing a film in the middle of New York City.
It was like a mix between like one of the elves and like a jester. So there's like green and red. So I was just embarrassed being up on the stage.
I think all of us aspiring actors have had that Christmas pageant experience. So, Sam, what led you to Jesus? How did you end up choosing him to be your guy in this film?
We found Jesus on the internet through a autism or Asperger specific blog, because I knew early on I wanted to work with a somebody who was on the spectrum and not a child actor.
Why is that?
I don't know enough about it myself to direct somebody to behave a certain way, and I felt like it would end up feeling inauthentic and kind of cliche, because it would just be more from like things that I've read, and which, you know, I did use things that I've read and things that I've observed in other people on the spectrum. But I just thought it would be, I mean, a lot of people on the spectrum are incredibly creative, Jesus included, and I wanted to utilize that, because that was a lot of what the film was about. And I didn't want to fake that.
And Jesus, was this a good creative outlet for you, and something that you felt was a way that you could express yourself?
Actually, yeah. Before the movie, I was like very closed, like all to myself. I didn't really I talked with people, but I didn't let them like to get to know me very well. And the movie actually helped me like open up a bit. And after the movie, I was more like talking to people and more actually like letting them get to know me and stuff. And so the movie actually helped out a lot by, you know, letting me be more open and more social.
And there's so much background sound in this film. You know, you've got the trains and you've got the people and you know, all of the sideshows that, you know, that exist in the subway, whether you're down there filming or not. And, you know, talk about how the sounds and the movement of the people in the subways, as well as the filming, affected you as an actor, as well as when you were in character. Because you had a lot going on, and it's sort of interesting in the clip we heard. It's like, you know, you're talking about, you're using the analogy of being a shoe. You're just trying to kind of, you're trying to get, you know, sort of slip under all that, and yet you're in the middle of this just cacophony of noise and things. This is such a sight and sound rich movie. So I'm just curious what that was like, what that experience was like for you as an actor.
Well, especially since it was my first time in the like New York and in the subway, it was actually quite interesting to see all of that like happening down there. And one of the things I mostly like about like the movie was the like all the different sounds and like details and all that stuff. It was, you know, it was really cool. It was like really, I don't know. It's just, to me, I would say it's like really artistic. It was like really good. It was, you know, I enjoyed seeing it and stuff.
Well, it's a great film. It's a touching film. And Sam, are you pleased with how it turned out and the reaction you're getting to it?
Yeah, I like the film.
A lot of people do, apparently, because it won a special jury prize at the Tribeca Film Festival, and it is showing tonight as part of the second annual Real Abilities Pittsburgh Disabilities Film Festival. It will be showing tonight. If you're at all intrigued by what you've heard in the course of this conversation, you can get to Rodef Shalom tonight at 7 o'clock is when the film will be screening, and you guys will be there?
Yeah, we'll be here, and if you can't make it tonight, the film is also available on iTunes and Amazon and maybe some other online vendors.
Very cool. We'll look for that. And I want to thank both of our guests, the star of the film, Stand Clear of the Closing Doors, the award-winning Stand Clear of the Closing Doors, actor Jesus Sanchez Velez. Jesus, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
No problem.
And also,
I enjoyed it very much.
I'm glad. I'm glad this was a good experience for you. And sounds like the film was as well. And the director of Stand Clear of the Closing Doors, Sam Fleischner. Sam, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Coming up, travel correspondent Elaine LeBaum packs us off to the best haunted houses. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.